Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading. Most of us have been taught to read, examine, and study the Bible, but in Lectio, we practice allowing the Bible to read, examine, and study us. As we listen to the words of Scripture, we pay attention to the movements of the Spirit within us. We notice what stirs up and stands out. We practice trusting that the God of the universe resides in us and is guiding us. We listen with the ear of our heart. Today we're going to practice Lectio using John chapter 1 verses 1 through 5. And this will happen in three parts. In each part, I will read the words of Scripture and prompt you to listen for something specific. So as we begin, I want to invite you to begin to slow down your breath and to cultivate stillness within. Become aware of God's presence with you. God is with you right now. God who is good, who loves you, and is so tender towards you. Now, in this first reading of Lectio, I am going to go through the passage twice, and I want you to be listening for a word, a phrase, or an image that stands out more than any other. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now I invite you to take a few moments and to simply sit with that word or phrase or image that is standing out more than any other. Now in this second part of Lectio, I'm going to read again through the passage twice, and I want you to be considering the significance. Whatever the word or the phrase or the image is that stood out, now begin to ask why. Why does that matter for you today? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So again, just take a few moments to consider Why is the word or phrase or image that's standing out for you today significant? Why does it matter for you today? Now, in this final part of Lectio, I will again read through the passage twice. And during that time, as you listen, I want you to consider the invitation. Whatever it is that's standing out today, why it might be significant, consider those things and then ask, is there an invitation for me here? What is it that God might be inviting me into today or in the days ahead? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And so again, I invite you to take a few moments and to sit with and consider, what might God be inviting you to be or to become today or in the days ahead? I encourage you to end your time of Lectio in conversation with Jesus. Rest in the gift of his presence and allow yourself to be held by the one in whom all things hold together.